Historical because Chaffee Crossing lies in the heart of Old Fort Chaffee. Established in 1941, the original 84,000-acre military compound provided combat training, housed German prisoners of war, and later served as a relocation center for Vietnamese, Cuban, and Katrina refugees. In 1995, the Defense Base Realignment and Closure Commission closed Fort Chaffee. 77,000 acres were leased to the Arkansas Army National Guard for training, but 7,000 acres, deemed excess property, were gifted to Fort Smith, Barling, and Greenwood. The state of Arkansas formed a public trust in 1999 called Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority, appointing a board to oversee it. Ivy Owen has been executive director since 2007. He's based in a refurbished 1940s military office.
And the goal is to get that property back on the tax rolls, get it redeveloped to its highest and best use, and create a community here that eventually will be absorbed by the city of Fort Smith and the city of Barling.
Originally from Holly Springs, Mississippi, Owen has more than 40 years' experience in community and economic development. Ivy Owen believes that Chaffee Crossing is among the most aggressive and successful economic development projects in Arkansas, but it had a hard start as squabbles arose over boundaries.
The communities were bickering over property, who was going to get the lion's share of the property. It ended up in court, as a matter of fact, and the courts had to decide the boundaries. That took 3 years. So we really didn't get into the business of redeveloping until late 2001.
A land reuse plan was drawn up for residential, commercial, industrial, recreational, and institutional properties. Sandy Sanders, current Fort Smith mayor, was hired as temporary director, staying on for 6 years. Owen says things picked up steam, however, when he arrived.
And when I got here, the property was prime and ready for development, and all I did was just take the reins and let the horse run.
Cantering headlong into the Great Recession of 2008, where most other developments were plagued by plummeting property values, foreclosures, bankruptcies, and eventually cobwebs. So how did Chaffee Crossing defy the economic odds, building and selling more than 350 houses during the worst of the recession?
Well, you know, that's always been something that's been a mystery to people. Why, when you pulled in Chaffee Crossing's gates, things changed? Why? Why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. It's because there's several reasons, but the main reason is that we're the only place within a 700 or 800 mile radius where there's 7,000 acres of contiguous property owned by a single agency that has complete control of zoning or land use and pricing with no debt on the property.
Owen hired a company to redraft the old land use plan, incorporating new urbanism and smart growth. New urbanism, of course, designs for compact, walkable, mixed-use districts with smart growth elements, green spaces, agricultural sites, affordable housing, public transit. Three school districts have a stake here, including Fort Smith, which will build East Side High School on 80 acres. And Ivy Owen is responsible for an aggressive marketing campaign proselytizing his brand.
This is not a fort. The fort's over there on that side of the bay, on that side of the fence. But it's natural that people here still do that. So my goal was to get the mindset changed because people looked at this as an old army base, as an old, dreary, gray place nobody wanted to be. If you happened to show up out here, you were lost. You didn't come out here on purpose. And I had to overcome that.
Ivy Owen travels everywhere promoting Chaffee Crossing to anyone who will listen. As a result, he's attracted investors from across the United States, including Graphic Packaging International. They print food cartons and employ 500 people. Mars Pet Care. They make Caesar's dog food and employ 225. Also, Umarex, a German-owned company that manufactures handguns. Then there's Mitsubishi Power Systems.
And they're almost finished with their plant construction. They'll be done September 30th. They'll be in trial production in the last quarter of this year, full production in January, and they're going to manufacture a piece of the wind turbine called the nacelle, which is the big 90-ton piece of equipment that sits behind the turbine that the blades fit into where the motors and all the electronics are.
5 miles of old rail was upgraded by the Authority for Rail Shipping, a stipulation by Mitsubishi. Owen says another major industry is tentatively planned but would not divulge details, except that it would be an $800 million capital investment, creating 800 jobs. Revenues generated from property leases and sales from mining, shale gravel and methane, and railroad income. But the authority was also forced to deal with some toxic legacy.
Now, the Army gave us a lot of property and a lot of buildings, but they also gave us asbestos, lead-based paint, and old military utilities which are leaking or either non-existent. So we have to stay out in front of this development by putting in new water and sewer lines to support it.
The cities of Fort Smith and Barling have helped, Owen said. A $2 million contract is about to be awarded for water and sewer improvements. Reportedly, a big box supermarket is scheduled for construction. A building permit was approved in early June. Local chambers of commerce, UA Fort Smith, local cities, and county judges, a utility, and Fort Smith schools comprise Chaffee Crossing Economic Development, a team assisted by the State Commission.
I've been dealing with cities and counties and states all my life, and I've never seen the cooperation that I've seen right here.
65% of Chaffee Crossing has been developed or is under development.
Between March the 15th and May the 15th, we closed on over $3 million worth of property sales, which is three times what we budgeted. So if that's an indication of what's happening now, of what's going to happen, then we have nothing but good things to look forward to. And all this was commercial property. It wasn't industrial property. It was commercial and some residential property.
Plus, a road runs through it, namely New Interstate I-49.
I-49 comes right through the middle of Chaffee Crossing. We have 4.5 miles of I-49 and three interchanges on our property. And when I got here, I was told that in my lifetime it wouldn't be done, that we would be weed-eating weeds off the top of the right-of-way and four-wheelers would be running up and down it. Well, they almost had me believing that. But then I said, no, why would the state spend this much money on a roadbed and just let it sit there? So I started lobbying our new highway commissioner, Dick Trammell, and he came down here and spent some time with us. And before, in March of 2008, we found out we got a $30 million stimulus grant that was to be spent on this 4.5 miles.
That contract's finished. An additional $14 million was raised to build overpasses and interchanges. Contracts completed in 8 months. The authority, however, will have to raise money to pave the road. Driving around Chaffee Crossing is a real pleasure. Lots of prairie, forests, the Janet Huckabee Nature Center, which is free to the public, deer and turkey populations, a network of trails, intermittent creeks, three lakes, and wetlands registered last year with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers as a mitigation site.
And we're standing right by part of it. This is a creek called Little Vatchgrass Creek. And on 75 feet either side of this is our wetlands area. So the Corps has qualified about 400 acres of wetlands that we have now that we can sell to local developers. But that guarantees that these wetlands will be maintained as wetlands in perpetuity.
Profits from mitigation credit sales are rolled back into Chaffee Crossing. Three of Chaffee Crossing industries are LEED certified. And sustainable construction can be found everywhere.
This on the left is Cisterna Villa. It's an Italian theme. Cisterna, Italy, is our sister city.
Six churches have been built here, a clear indication of a growing community. We drive up a mountain to McClure Amphitheater, built 70 years ago, part of the original Camp Chaffee. A grand opening is planned in September to celebrate its renovation. As you can hear, still ongoing.
It's all native Arkansas stone, and it's rebuilt exactly to the specifications that the original one was. And it looks out over the airport, West Fort Smith, and South Fort Smith. You can see everything from the I-49 right away all the way up to the Mazard North property. It's probably the best view in Fort Smith.
The amphitheater will eventually be turned over to the city of Fort Smith, which will be able to host small performing arts venues and events. A new park is also planned with a deep spring-fed lake where an old shale mine operated to honor a women's barracks once built on top. Who comes up with all these ideas? Is this you?
Mostly me. I have dreams. at night.
Ivy Owen knew the mine had to be reclaimed eventually, and one day, after watching some blasting from his office door, he went home and slept on it.
So the next morning I came in and wrote it down, and I called everybody together, and we started talking about it, and ended up the highway department approved it, and we're going to do it.
Speaking of dreams, we head toward the nonprofit Fort Chaffee Historic District, just listed on the National Register, where a young Elvis Presley, newly inducted into the Army, had his sideburns clipped.
Now, the front part of that building has been renovated to exactly the condition it was March 25th, 1958. Exactly.
Private business now owns a cluster of historic Army warehouses here, attracting various merchants. A haunted prison is on site, open for spooky tours every Halloween. You can marry in a military wedding chapel, tour the Vietnam Veterans Museum, and one day visit a restored barracks, maybe eat at a restored mess hall. On the way back to the authority office, we stop by an open field crisscrossed with old cracked roads.
This property we're looking at is 200 acres that once occupied was occupied by 155 World War II barracks. And in January of 2008, a horrendous fire destroyed all 155 of those buildings, leaving us with a $4.6 million pile of asbestos to be cleaned up. So we found a patented asbestos abatement process that was not being used west of the Mississippi. We bought a license for that process, got our people trained in it, and now we abate our own asbestos, and we use that to get this asbestos abated, and did it for $650,000 instead of $4.6 million. And now this 200 acres is certified clean and is available for sale.
The Army and Air Force National Guards continue to conduct military exercises safely over yonder, a remnant of a once very busy fort. And after all the property is sold and accounted for, the Chaffee Crossing Redevelopment Authority, too, will dissolve into history. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.